All right, you may recall in my last episode I was talking about how my Zoom, my fancy recorder, got rescued from the ashes of my old building. And sadly, I recorded a bunch of stuff earlier today, an earlier ham radio, but that's no big loss because it kind of sucked. It was nothing special. I really had nothing on my mind. But unfortunately, I recorded a whole bunch of stuff. Well, yeah, I don't know, 20 minutes, half an hour of blabbing that I was going to chop up and put in the new XO. Because I went out to see my friend Lars, who I haven't seen in like 5 years. And we went to a little film festival. It was really cool to hang out with them. Had a bunch of Polish beer. And so when I came back, I was a little drunky. Recorded a bunch of stuff. And listening back to it today, all this stuff is fucked up. It turns out, I was afraid the Zoom was fucked, but it looks like it's just this SD card that I bought the other day. There's this SD card brand called Transcend. Do not buy Transcend brand SD cards. This is the second time I got fucked by these guys. I bought a 2 gig SD card, Transcend SD card, at an electronics show in New Jersey that I went to with Keith Hemda and Relic. Said it was 2 gig, it was only 1 gig. So they were dirty liars. So this SD card I got the other day was the same brand, same thing. Transcend 2 gig, and I was like, fuck man, I remember that logo. Those guys suck, they fucked me. And this one was 2 gig, but it fucking ruined everything that I recorded. Which a big part of the motif of what I was recording is about all these fires and shit that have happened to me out here, and how now that I'm older, I'm better at dealing with problems. Problem solving, not as hard as it was when I was 20. Now that I'm 30. So, you know, whatever. I gotta record the shit. I'll survive. But it still sucks. I don't have the receipts. I can't bring back the piece of shit. It was only like $9 anyway. But, yeah, there was a guy who commented on the last show that he actually learned some stuff about his Zoom. He has the H2, I believe. From me just describing getting my Zoom back, that you can lock the keys and stuff. So here's another thing for you, buddy. Assuming the H2 works the same as the H4, there's an access button when you're recording. Just a red light that blinks. I noticed it ages ago. It's just nice to be sure that you're recording, because the way the Zoom is, you gotta press record once, and that puts it in standby, and then you press record again. So just to make sure it's recording, I would just check that little light. Make sure it's blinking. And I noticed yesterday when I was recording the XO stuff that it was not blinking uniformly. It would blink off, blink on, and stay on. And it turns out when it was staying on, it wasn't recording. So I got this weird, gappy, fucked up recording. So somewhere in the back of my head, I knew that I didn't think that was what it was supposed to do, but it's been so long that I've really paid attention, so I didn't realize. Now I know what to look for. That light is not blinking uniformly. Shit's fucked up. Check your SD card, batteries, check whatever. Something's not working. In this case, it was my SD. So now I'm just going to walk around and record some more stuff as a test. Got to make sure this shit is working properly before I fucking blab my fucking heart out again with XO shit. So let's start with the song that I ended the last one with. I was talking about how September 18th, my birthday, ways to go till then, but Alice in Chains and Deftones are playing on the same bill. And I don't know if I'll go, because it's at some big amphitheater. It's going to cost like a zillion billion dollars. But, you know, myself 10 years ago would be like, what the fuck, dude, you have to go to that. That'll be the best thing ever. But here we are. 10 years later, you know, the world has changed. I don't know if I give a shit that much, and it's going to be really pricey, and it's a big pain in the ass getting a ticket this far in advance, and I don't know, we'll see. But I decided to play
a Limp Bizkit song, who are also playing a show here. I fucked up and said Deftones.
It's this song, Creamer, from Results May Vary, one of their most reviled albums, but I like it. And before that, let's play a little clip of me testing my SD cards from half an hour ago. Because, I don't know, listening back, I thought it was kind of funny. Me being pissed. Time warp, half an hour back. Alright, just recording test stuff. Test, 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 test. I don't know. Let's see if this thing... What is the problem? Was it that I had a shitty SD card? Was it that the batteries were low? I don't know, man. Something went wrong with... I recorded a bunch of shit yesterday. Fuck. I might as well just record a song, right? Not me fucking talking, because we use this shit. God damn you, piece of fucking junk. Fuck you. Fuck. Where's my MP3s? Fucking piece of shit. Fucking fuck you and your lesbian fish eating friends in front of your fucking mothers. See, this seems to be recording. What the fuck, man? Hello, song. I'd like to get down now. What is a fucking song that I want to hear? Shit, I'm pissed, man. Fuck.
News for you.
All radio is dead.
So you're thinking that you're
So I guess the thing now is I'm just basically recording, just as a test, just to make sure this shit works. But I don't really have anything to fucking say. Do I ever, though? I suppose could be argued that I don't. Yeah, and it's pretty certain that it was that SD card. I mean, the thing I started fucking up, like, immediately on my little test today. Whereas this other one seems fine. The weird thing is I swapped them, so now that fucked up SD card that wouldn't record right is the one that I'm using in my MP3 player, and it seems to be playing things fine. So I don't know, you can copy files onto it and play them back, but you can't record to it. I don't know why, it's weird. A lot less people out walking around now that it's like 7:30 or 8 at night. When I was out earlier, it was like 2 in the afternoon. But still enough to kind of fuck my shit up and get in my way. Oh man, I was gonna get a coffee, but do I really need a coffee this time of night? Because I'm walking by a McDonald's, so I could get 2 of those gross-ass fruit pies. Nah, I probably shouldn't. Man, I was at this McDonald's the other day, getting some of the aforementioned fruit pies. This chick came in with, it's a big thing lately, like, big epidemic. Not epidemic, because it's not a bad thing, but chicks just wearing skin-tight pants. They're all over the place. And yeah, this chick came in with just these magically fucking delicious pants on. And this super wicked ass. And just me, and there's me, and like an older guy, and then another dude about my age. And I don't know, just watching all of our little monkey brains having to look down at this chick's butt. And it's one thing when she's just standing there, but then she kind of moves a few steps over to wait for her stuff. And just seeing the ass in motion. The ass. It's just like, it's just a fucking ass, man. I'm not like I'm trying to fight it. I'm not trying to pretend I'm better or nothing. If anything, I think I'm coming to terms more and more with my monkeyness. The fact that I'm just a big fucking talking monkey. Might as well just roll with it. Is there a point to that story? I don't know. Let's listen to Lullaby by The Cure. Thank you. man, there's this video game magazine called Retro Gamer. Every time I see it on a newsstand, it's like, oh man, I want that so bad. But it's this British magazine. Here in Canada, it costs like $12.50 for one issue. Way too expensive, but just like, I don't know, they just kind of pretend it's the past, basically, and it looks so cool. Like, I would read that shit cover to cover. This one I just saw has got Wolfenstein 3D on the cover, as though that's some kind of new game, you know? That's so fucking, that's great. And there's an article about, like, Final Fantasy VII. Just so, man, I would love that magazine, but I just can't pay $12.50 for an issue. That's insane. I don't know, I should look online and see if I can find someone who has maybe someone has old issues or something, because obviously it doesn't need to be up to date. It's instantly out of date. That'd be so cool. So my little Zoom still smells pretty burned. I've been sort of scrubbing it. Not as much as I should. I think if I keep at it, I can more or less clean it up, but it's pretty, it's still pretty smoky smelling. I've got it inside a sock. So it always looked weird when I was using this, but I used to pull stretchy gloves over it. Now it just looks like I'm talking into a fucking sock. That's just so weird for people. I gotta find something else to put this in. But for now, it's just to try to kind of keep the smokiness off my fingers. Just checking my little light. Still seems to be blinking away. Hey, let's just blab about something else so I can get a little more test recording in. I was just thinking today, as far as like these, this shit recorded that didn't get recorded. I think I'm also getting a lot better at dealing with frustration as I get older. I still get pissed at stuff. Kind of these little flashes of annoyance, just like, fuck, you know? But then they pass and they, you know, they go away easily. And I'm thinking how even that, I think, seems fine, you know? I think it's probably better that I get those little flashes of annoyance and they process and go through. I mean, I guess, theoretically, the best ever thing would be if you just didn't get upset about stuff, but it doesn't seem realistic. That's just like, that's when you become those, like, weird, creepy, hippie people that are not connected to reality. You just don't get upset about things. I don't want to be like that. But yeah, it doesn't seem like I dwell as much. And these little flashes are not so bad as, like, well, take classic video games, man. I mean, video games, everyone knows old video games were hard. They were a lot harder than games are now. Nowadays, with most games, it's just a matter of time. If you put in the hours, eventually you're going to get to the end. Whereas in the olden games, games were a lot shorter. You could probably get top to bottom in 30, 40 minutes. Maybe less, if you can do it. The point is to play it over and over and over until you finally can. And I used to have a really bad temper when I was a kid with those video games, man. I would lose my shit, throw controllers around in the Nintendo era. But the last times I remember getting really mad, both the Sega Genesis. One was this game, Kid Chameleon. Man, that game frustrated the shit out of me. And also Street Fighter 2 on Genesis. I remember that was the time I got mad enough that I, like, punched a hole in the wall. And then I put a painting that my friend Tim made over it, and my mom didn't find it for, like, 8 or 9 years. But I remember that's the point where, by the time the Genesis was out, I was in junior high school, and I was just really starting to be like, dude, I'm not a little kid anymore. This is not okay. I have to do something about this. And it wasn't so much that I learned how to marshal my frustration. It's more that I just stopped, you know, when I got pissed off at a game. Just put the controller down and do something else. And that alone was a revolutionary step. And then, I don't know, I guess I just kind of naturally grew out of it on my own. But it was nice to get the, just something about video games, man. It really just, even recently, my new roommate's got a PlayStation 2. So I've been catching up on some games, because I haven't really had video games in a long time. And you can get PlayStation 2 games for a fucking song now. You can go on eBay and get them for like $4 or $5. So I remember I beat God of War and then I was playing through these challenge rooms. They're really hard, and it's just like, why am I doing this? I already beat the game, you know? It's just pissing me off. Took the game out, that's it. And then the next game I played was this game Gun, because the Rebel FM guys did a game club about it, where they played through old games, this podcast, they talked about them. Got to the very last boss, and the dude was just pissing me off. So again, I just was like, you know what, I can just go watch how this game ends on YouTube. I don't need to do this. Took it out of the case, there we go. Valuable fucking skill to have, to know when to just stop. But I guess that's the thing, is I have a lot of other stuff going on in my life now. Not so much when I was a little kid. Little kid, you just go to school all day, people telling you what to do, and jump through this hoop, raise your hand to go to the bathroom. Then I finally get to come home and do what I want to do, play Super Mario, fucking guy falls in a hole. I was not so good at dealing with that annoyance. Some of it was probably just transference, you know, whatever frustrations I had in the rest of my day, that's where I could let them out. Anyway, let's play another mellow song. This is Elvis Costello. It's a song called I Want You, where he says the words I want you probably about 600,000 times. And even though that sounds like it would make for a bad song, it's actually a very excellent song. I definitely remember riding the 7 train, coming back into Queens, real late at night, staring out the window, listening to this song. No particular significance to the situation, just a nice memory that's in my brain.
Second opinion, as you seem to do these days. I want you, but you can look in my eyes and you can count the ways. I want you, did you mean to tell me but seem to forget? I want you. Since when were you so generous and inarticulate? I want you. It's the stupid details that my heart is breaking for. It's the way your shoulders shake and what they're shaking for. I want you. It's knowing that it knows you now after only guessing. It's the thought of him undressing you, or you undressing. I want you. He tossed some tatty compliment your way. I want you, and you were fool enough to love it when it said, I want you. I hurt you. It's just like the dark. It scares you witless, but in time you see things clear and stark. I want you, go on and hurt me, then we'll let it drop. I want you, I'm afraid I won't know where to stop. I want you, I'm not ashamed to say I cried for you. I want you, I want to know the things you did that we do too. I want you, I want to hear he pleases you more than I do. I want you, I might as well be useless for all it means to you. I want you, did you call his name out as it held you down? I want you, oh no, my darling, not with that clown. I want you, I want you. You've had your fun, you don't get well no more. I want you. No one who wants you could want you more. I want you. I want you. I want you. Every night when I go off to bed and when I wake up, I want you. I'm gonna say it once again till I am still it. I'm gonna feel this way until you kill it. I want you. I want you. I want you.
So I'm right in downtown Toronto, right in the heart of all the business district. It's kind of party time. Apparently Thursday's the new Friday. A lot of people out. I guess it's nice weather out and shit. Speaking of monkey brains, man, when you see like just a group of four or five chicks go by in their hyper short skirts, it's like watching a pack of gazelle go by. I don't know. It's like a fucking... it should be a nature show. You're like, oh, look at them go. Beautiful. I was at this thing with my friend John. He's Picard on the Keith McGrow forums. We went to this this get-together for voice actors and voiceover people. And even though we have nothing to do with that industry in any way, we just, you know, you walk in, you slap on a, hi, my name is fucking sticker. And what are they going to do? Question us? Kick us out. They don't know what we look like. We're voice actors. Anyway, we just got a bunch of free drinks and hung out. It was cool. Anyway, I remember that night there was some crazy ass birthday party going on for this hot chick. And I swear, this chick had like 18 or 20 friends with her that were all also just supernaturally hot. Hear that engine sound? That's because a guy's got a pressurized spray hose thing spraying down the sidewalk. Keep this place clean. And it is insanely clean. Like, I don't know, man. Would it kill you guys to get some of that shit into the subways in New York and just start blasting? Try to keep it from at least looking like a fucking Crisco kitchen. So, yeah, these chicks, I would say it was like they were a supermodel convention, except that supermodels are fucking gross and weird looking. These chicks were two or three notches back toward normal, which made them super crazy, wicked, psycho hot. And man, I don't know, when you just see that many chicks, we had to wander out and talk to them and just be like, what's up with this? What's happening? Is this a dream? Well, I don't think we said that. I might have, I don't know. And that's when we found out it's this chick's birthday party, to which we were not invited. We went to another one of these things. There's this Twitter convention a couple of days ago, where apparently it's like $500 to go to this seminar about social networking for your business and blah, blah, blah. Which we did not go to, but we did go to the after party, and again, nobody questioned why we're there. We fit in. People bringing around wine and free calamari and all kinds of shit. It was great. So thank you to all you suckers who paid $500, because you also bought me a bunch of food and wine. And yeah, the one piece of advice I would give to any of these social networking people. As we sit here, I'm following, I don't know, probably about 70 people on Twitter. People I know, friends of mine, people I think are funny. Not so many that it's unmanageable, you know, enough that I can follow what's happening with them all. And I got, I think, 750 followers. Pretty good. Not bad. Pretty good ratio there. But then you get a lot of people that have like 3,000 followers, but they're also following 3,000 people. And that's just, you're just in the circle jerk stream, man. People just follow you because you're following them. No one, that doesn't mean anything. That has no value. They're not listening to you. They probably got you in TweetDeck or something where they say they're following you, but they're not reading your shit. There. There's your $500 advice. Don't kid yourself about Twitter, I guess. Alright, man, I don't know, I've been playing a lot of mellow songs, so let's play another one. Which direction should I go? I don't know. Anyway, this is a band called Republica. You might remember their big hit was Ready to Go. On the rooftop, Shia. But this is a song from their debut album called Picture Me that I always liked a lot. They had a second album, Speed Ballads. I never even downloaded it once, but I never really gave it a listen. I kind of miss having CDs and just, you know, really giving stuff a strong listen, because you kind of have to. I can see a Tim Hortons logo reflected in a window. Where is that? Oh, there it is. Weird. Anyway, this Picture Me song, pretty cool.
She is smart. Confused, always love the one that hurt you, hurt you.
Man, I'm glad I got out of the house. It was so, like, humid and oppressively hot in my house when I was leaving. It's like you could feel sweat, you know, just dripping down the sides of my body. Fucking hot. But now outside, it's nice and cool. The sun has gone down, and I'm sitting right in front of City Hall in Toronto. There's a big skating rink here, but now that it's warm out, they've converted it into a lake. I saw another skating rink earlier down by the lakeshore. Same thing, but this one's much fancier. It's got, you know, fountains and everything spraying up. Bunch of people just sitting around it chilling. I just bought myself a nice sausage from one of these hot dog vendors. This is the stretch when the Keith and the Girl crew were here in Toronto. They did their live show at the Horseshoe Tavern down the street and then walked by here. This is where Keith got a hot dog from the guy and asked him why all the condiments were facing the customer, you know? Because in New York, it's not like that. They put on whatever you ask for, because, you know, if they left it out in front in New York, some drunk asshole would flip it, toss it, or steal it, or something. And as the story goes, the gunner actually laid down in the street briefly, and people didn't even honk. But anyway, it's very beautiful out here. Very super nice. Cheers to you, Canada. This is a song called Light Years by Sloan.
I think she said it's like a kiss from God. Then she laughed. Still I found it odd that I'm only realizing just how she is light years away from me now. Have you seen the stars above from the roof? She repeats. While I acted aloof, 'cause the only thing on my mind was the light years between our own kind. Still I like to come when you call. Addiction is sweet, will I savor the fall? But if you hit the bottom floor, will I still hear a knock at my door? Oh yeah.
Man, I'm glad this thing seems to be working. That was really shitty when it seemed like it was fucked. Here's a song that I know I've played probably a couple of times before at least, but I'm gonna play it again because it hasn't continuously been in my playlist, but it's never been too far away. It's this song by Juliana Hatfield called The Fact Remains. And I always have the album version and the demo. I'm going to play the demo right now. I always throw them on together, so it comes up, you know, double time, twice as often as any other song. And I rarely, if ever, don't listen to it. I just, man, I love this song. I think it's safe to say at this period in my life, 2009, 2010, this has got to be my favorite song. I fucking love this song, so... Here's The Fact Remains by Juliana Hatfield.
I stayed until the Star Spangled Banner played, and I couldn't keep my eyes open. I stayed till the bugs dried up and fell off on the table, and there was no hope of my saving. messed up, but the fact remains, I stayed too long. Next time maybe I will know how to walk away with pride and grace and faith in myself, knowing how the world works and the way that things change. Then it was over and I would never be the same. I finally wised up, but the fact over, and I will never be the same. I finally wised up, but the fact remains, I stayed too long, till I was cheated on, till the thrill was really gone, past the point.
Holy fuck, man, I'm listening to some podcast that I downloaded. I don't even know where the fuck I got it. It's just in my slush pile. I don't know why I found it, why I downloaded it. I mean, I guess it's kind of this style where it's just a dude talking and then playing songs. But fuck, man. It is a drag. He's just talking about self-improvement and this is a blessed thing. My life needs to be then. Want to be a better person. That's a blessed thing. It's like, Jesus fucking shit. Fuck Christ dick. I mean, I'm a big fan of all that type of stuff. I'm a big fan of self-improvement. I'm a big fan of complaining about my life. I'm a big fan of maudlin, mopey introspection. But Jesus. When other people do it, I just want to... So I don't know, man. Shit, if I come off that way to other people, I apologize. Whatever you get out of this, I'm glad you get something out of it. But, I don't know. This guy just seems so passive and just so... I just don't know. I mean, the world is, it's a difficult place, and I just do my very best, and hopefully things will get better. Get a little mad about something. Swear or something. Do something, man. Fuck, you're killing me. Death. And if there's anybody out there who thinks I'm talking about them, don't worry. I'm not talking about you. Anybody that I've, corresponded with or emailed or know in any way, it's not you guys, because I don't even know this guy's name. He's just some random. And it's not working for me. Anyway, finish up this song. The show. Finish up this show with the proper sentence with the right words in it. Blah, ugh. And that guy just makes me want to smash out a window, fucking loot a place, throw a fucking brick through something. Kick a guy's skull till it smashes. I don't know, just something. It's like, live a little, dude. Jesus. Maybe not like that. You get arrested. So I don't know what song I'm going to play. No fucking idea, but I'll go through. I'll find something cool. Finish this show off. So, rest in peace, the previous version of this show, which wasn't as good anyway. But also all of my heartfelt drunken ramblings from last night. Fare thee well, off into the black night. Here's the song.
Murder, murder, the right blood stain. Through the fucking tree, couldn't see it. Murder, murder. Friend of mine. He lives life through the forest.
Yeah.
Every single day.
Call rewind them. You can't hide them. I will go find.